We're joined now by Julie, who is Penelope's mum. Julie, thank you for agreeing to speak with us.
It's okay.
I'd first like to ask you how you're doing at the moment. How are your family going at the moment?
We're all messed up.
Is there any, I don't know, resolution in the fact that the men have been sentenced? Does that at least help you close a chapter, or at least that chapter?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't at all. They've taken a life, and therefore their lives should all be also be taken, meaning that they should never be allowed out in the community to commit these crimes again, which these sort of people often do, and statistics will show that. And, you know, just the fact that they've actually taken a life, a mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend, they should stay in jail and serve the natural term of their lives, and that's until they die.
Look, I think your response going on the texts we had yesterday, I think there are probably some people who agree with you. I'd like to speak to you about the 000 call centre. I know someone else in your family works there. How is that for the person from your family to work, not alongside, but in the same place as the woman who took that call?
It's extremely difficult for my sister. And it's very hard for her also because I won't take any information or anything or discuss anything about it with her. Anything that I find out is through other sources because I don't want her to get in any sort of trouble.
Mm.
And she used to be proud of working where she is. And now it's extremely difficult for her because there are a lot of people who tell her to get over it and forget it and all the rest of it.
Is that what they say to her?
Yes.
Her supervisors are saying that to her or just the people she works with?
Well, like I said, we don't discuss much at all. I just know that that's one thing that she said to me quite some time ago. And the only thing that I can say to her is that I'm proud that she works there because I believe that she does her job properly. And that why should she be outed for doing her job properly when the person who didn't do her job properly is still there?
Yeah. What do you make of the fact that the woman who took the call from your daughter, she is not responsible for police calls anymore, but she does take calls to do with the fire brigade, and she's gone through some sort of retraining. Do you think that is the right way to deal with someone who took the calls in that way?
Well, to my way of thinking, people don't really change that much. They are what they are. And from information that I've been given through other sources and spoken to other people, her attitude is very, very poor. And listening to the call, I think that is obvious to the public. She is not suitable for that position, or any position in that sort of duty of care of people. People ring when they're stressed and not quite saying the right thing and not probably behaving the right way as anybody would be in that position. And if she can't see past her own feelings, then she definitely should not hold a position of answering calls to people who are in danger.
I know this must be, it's almost impossible for you to consider the other side of the coin, but I'd like to put this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, when people ring, a lot of people ring 000, and it's not clear what they're distressed about, but they are very distressed. It might be hard to understand what they're saying. A lot of people call and don't have a genuine need. Is there any part of you that understands that while the tone might not have been right, it's not always easy for a 000 operator to really understand what's going on? Because they get a lot of calls that really don't make sense and aren't people really in threat.
Okay, yes, I can understand that. But knowing the procedure is it's not their choice or their decision not to put a call through. It is for them to put the call through and for a police officer or ambulance member or a fire brigade member to make that decision as to whether the call is worth someone going out to sea, if it's true or false. I do believe that there are people above the call takers that can also make that decision. And it is definitely not the call taker's decision. They are supposed to put every single call through.
So you're pretty upset then with the people who run?
Oh, extremely upset. I cannot believe that she holds the position still.
Do you want to meet with them? I know that they've put out an invitation. The call centres asked to meet with someone in your family. Is that a meeting you'd like to go to explore?
Yes, I would like to have a meeting with them to ask some questions. But on saying that, there are only a couple of people that I'm particularly interested in meeting. The chap who kept her on made the decision above all other people and decided to keep this particular call taker on, and the call taker herself.
Oh, you'd like to meet with her?
Oh, absolutely. I really would like to meet with her herself.
Do you think that would be a good idea? I mean, it's almost an impossible situation, isn't it?
No, I'm a very calm and reasonable woman. There's just a couple of questions that I would like to ask her face-to-face.
What would you ask her?
Why she chose not to put my daughter's call through. What gave her the right to make that decision when she, and all her training is to put every call through.
Do you really think that would... I'm curious to know. I can't imagine having gone through what you've gone through, but what would you get out of that? Do you really think there's something positive you could get out of that?
I want her to see my face, and I want her to know what she has done to not only my daughter, but my other daughters, her children, myself, my sister, and many more family members.
Do you think your sister's going to stay working there?
I would hope that she would. She is an excellent call taker. I'm extremely proud of her. And I would like her to stay there. She's good at her job, and why shouldn't she be there?
Yeah, okay. Look, Julie, thank you for speaking with us. I can't imagine what it's been like the last few days, and in fact the last few years. So thank you for taking the time.
Thank you very much.